Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, hello there. It's Bowerly, my loves, on News Radio 930 WBEN. Sorry if you're a dude, you hear that and you want to cringe. Anyway, welcome. It's good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of the Bowerly program. And just thinking about, now this isn't going to be a topic today because honestly, it doesn't do a lot for me. I don't have a lot of passion for it. The whole fluoride issue in the city of Buffalo's water supply. When I lived in Florida, there was no fluoride in the water, and it was a big talk topic down there at the time. Should fluoride be added to the water? And most people didn't want it. But what's interesting is when I lived in Florida, I had more cavities than in my mouth than I had ever had before. Like every time I go to the dentist, it was like, oh, really? So that was a little bit weird. Of course, there's a lot of causes of cavities that can be affected by diet, how you take care of your teeth, whether you're prone to dry mouth, things like that. Moving up here, we, of course, do fluoridate the water and actually have a reverse osmosis thingy at home, which allegedly gets all that stuff out anyway. And there's been no noticeable change in my oral health or my mental health as a result of getting the fluoride, presumably, out of the water. So, I don't know. It does reduce tooth decay, supposedly, up to 60%. But I know it's also something you have to be very careful with because you ever go to the dentist and you do a fluoride rinse at the end of a dental cleaning, what do they stress that you not do with the fluoride rinse? What do they stress? You don't swallow. Yeah, sound familiar? You don't swallow. And, you know, I mean, a little bit can be a good thing, but too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. I mean, you know that can happen with all sorts of things. But anyway, welcome to the program. It'll be interesting to see how this whole thing works out. And as far as the class action lawsuit that is going on, I just want you to know, I might have mentioned this last week, but I did receive a check. Yes, I did mention this last week. I was part of a class action lawsuit, and I could probably retire based on the check I received last week in the amount of 16 cents. 16 cents, my share of the class action lawsuit. I'm not even taking that to the bank. That went in the garbage. Like, are you serious? I'm going to spend $3 in gas to go to the bank to cash a check worth 16 cents? I don't think so. Cost more in postage to send it than it did to as far as it was actually worth. But anyway, it is what it is. So I'm not sure exactly what kind of compensation people are going to be receiving. But I do find it interesting that in Florida, people did not want fluoride in Florida. But here in Buffalo, people think it's a human right, which I think is interesting. Because if you go back and you look at history, fluoride has not exactly been the most popular thing to introduce into a water supply. People made all kinds of accusations back when they started doing it. It was all part of a plan to make America dumb, brain dead, eliminate critical thinking, and turn Americans into communists. So I guess it worked. But anyway, welcome to the show. It's 12 minutes after 2 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And I come to you today with a topic that I have not done in many, many years. Many, many years. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there was a time In fact, there is even a song about it. Can't drive 55. There was a time we had a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit on the interstate system in the United States, including New York State. And that was introduced to save energy. And Mario Cuomo, the now sainted dead governor of New York State, he refused to raise the speed on the New York State Thruway to 60, that was awesome, to 65 miles an hour. Of course, he didn't use the thruway. He had a state plane to take him from Buffalo to Albany, Albany to Buffalo, and wherever he wanted to go. So it wasn't like he personally was going to be on the thruway driving. What did he care what the peasants were doing and how mobile they were? So it took George Pataki and his election as governor to have the speed limit of New York raised to 65 miles an hour. And I don't know if you are a fall leaf peeper in places like Vermont or New Hampshire, places like that, maybe Western Massachusetts, but it used to be so liberating to go into, well, Vermont, because on the highways in Vermont, when New York State was 55 miles an hour, our speed limit, or Vermont's speed limit, was 65 miles an hour. And it made a huge difference, a positive difference, I might add. Now, by the way, one of the arguments that was made by the anti-65-mile-an-hour speed limit people is, well, increased speed means increased death. Well, that's actually not true. Studies have shown repeatedly that the fatalities as a result of accidents on the New York State Thruway are down, down, down since the speed limit was raised to 65 miles an hour. And frankly, this does not surprise me because starting out in this business, I did so many news stories about fatal accidents on the New York State Thruway, including one in particular where I think the kids survived, both parents died, the car went off the thruway and into a ditch, and I always figured that the driver had fallen asleep at 55 miles an hour because it was a nighttime trip. Now, there is a proposal, I guess a few proposals, to raise the New York State speed limit on the thruway to 70 miles an hour. I say 75 miles an hour would be a fine speed for the New York State Thruway. Who's going to come with me on this? Forget 70. Let's go for 75 miles an hour on the New York State Thruway. And frankly, if that is too fast for you, stay off the thruway. I mean, the real simple answer to that. I know people now who will not even go on to the 290. They will not drive on the 290. And these are not old people. These are people younger than I. And they won't drive on the 290 55 miles an hour. But that's fine. If you don't want to drive on a certain road, don't drive on a certain road. I've told you before. Well, used to go to New York City. And I will tell you that I would never drive in New York City, not even if I lived in New York City, would I drive in New York City because I would not feel comfortable driving in New York City. It's my least favorite traffic environment. And frankly, anymore, I don't think I would drive in a place like Boston, Massachusetts at all. Boston, New York, yes, but Boston, Massachusetts, no. I have no interest in that kind of driving. I don't like crowded places. I don't like people who just basically make up the road rules for themselves. What should the speed limit be on the New York State Thruway? What should it be on the New York State Thruway? I want it to be 75. Actually, what I really want is it for it to be like the Autobahn, where you go as fast as you want to go. Fast traffic in the left, slower traffic to the right. The Autobahn. Now, in fairness, though, German drivers, to get their driver's licenses, they have to go through a lot more training than American drivers. So that is something. Also, you know, here in Buffalo and New York State, we have winter. And there are times when the rain comes down in sheets and torrents. Well, you have to adjust to conditions. Yeah, I mean, you have to adjust to conditions. And even if they raise the speed limit to 70 or 75 miles an hour, that doesn't mean if you don't feel like going, 70 or 75 miles an hour, you can't go into the right-hand lane. Just go in the right-hand lane and let the people who wish to drive faster drive faster. And during the daylight hours, when the weather is conducive to it, I enjoy driving fast because I like to get from point A to point B as quickly as possible. Now, there's a difference between fast and reckless. The New York State Thruway at night, I would never drive 75 miles. Well, maybe I would. But I probably wouldn't drive 75 miles an hour because of those damn four-legged rats that run around called deer. Because I've yet to hit a deer. I have pretty good deer dar, but every time I'm on the thruway at night, it doesn't matter if I'm by the Galleria, William Street, even that part of the thruway, which is 55 miles an hour, I keep an extra sharp eye peeled. And I'm sure you've seen the herds of deer that exist around Cheektowaga, West Seneca, Cheektowaga, Depew, that particular area. We're talking about there must be herds of like 100 deer at a time, and you'll see them grazing in the field. It's unbelievable. So what should the speed limit be on the New York State Thruway? Should they raise it to 65 like they're proposing, or should they raise it, should they raise it to 70, thank you, like they're proposing, or should we just go for 75 and just deal with it that way? 75 miles an hour. And I really believe that 55 miles an hour cost people lives, especially at night. 55 miles an hour. I remember nighttime trips, younger days, 55 miles an hour, almost falling asleep behind the wheel because it was just too slow. And that's a long stretch of road you are on between, let's say, Syracuse and Buffalo. And it's very easy to say, I think I'll rest the right eye and keep the left one open. Now, well, yeah, it usually doesn't work out very well. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I want the speed limit not to be 70 miles an hour in New York State, but to be 75 miles an hour in New York State. And again, if you don't like it, either stay in the right-hand lane or don't go on the thruway. I don't see what's wrong. I think that's impeccable logic. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Of course, the faster you go, the longer the stopping distance is. So you got to be aware of what is in front of you. You should not be tailgating. That's a bad thing to do. It's aggressive driving. You can't be doing that, not even if the speed limit is 75. You can't be ramming up somebody's buttocks like a fool. Let's go to Todd in Elma now. Todd, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hello, sir. I'm currently doing 77 and a 65 for full disclosure. I think 75 is where to go. I mean, I lived in Florida for a year. We still have residency down there and bomb back and forth. And it's 75 down where I live on the thruway down there. And it's fine. The thing is, they have to ticket or enforce the move over. If you're going slow, get in the right lane. It drives me. I do about 30,000 miles a year. It drives me nuts how many people you have to pass and almost cause accidents because they're putting at like 60 in the left lane.
Well, one of the things, we talked about this last week as well. If you see a Wisconsin, North Dakota, New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio plate in front of you, you know you got to get by them.
Right.
I mean, that is a rule of driving in Florida that I learned very quickly.
Yeah. I don't understand what they do there if they... It's kind of like Europeans where the wheel's on the other side. Maybe they think the fast lane's the left in those states. I don't know. But we need to tell them, and we need them to know.
I mean, a lot of older people don't want to drive that fast. I mean, the people that are going slow in the left-hand lane, look, you know that when you go by somebody, you have to look at them. If you think they're driving poorly, you have to look at them to see, are they old? Are they young? You've got to see if your stereotypes are true. Have you done that?
Oh, God, yeah. I'm about to pass somebody in a minivan who looks like he's, like, well into the blue hair era with the glasses and his hat, and he keeps going 65 to 75, 65 to 75, but I can't pass him yet. But I will in a minute.
That is unfortunate. You used to have a neighbor whose grandparents literally would drive up the side suburban street at 5 miles an hour. Not even exaggerating. 5 miles an hour. I won't use the last name, but the nickname was Clutch. without using the last name.
On the sidewalk, tell them to stop doing that on the sidewalk. I mean, that's just for the local children.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. If you can walk pretty much as fast as he's driving, that's an issue. I'm not sure what he did on the thruway. So whereabouts in Florida do you live that they let you do 75? Is it a statewide rule?
Down in Southwest Florida. So I believe it's 75 is the thruway down there that you can do 75 on. And just like up here, everybody does like 5-10 miles an hour over. So it's all good.
Well, there is there are a lot of states now that actually have 75 miles an hour as their speed limit. But, of course, you know, you got to use your common sense. Obviously, if there's freezing rain, you're not going to be doing 75 miles an hour. You're an idiot.
And we could also let natural selection kick in at that point, too.
Well, you know, it's easy to say that, but unfortunately, you know, a lot of times it's not the person who was the moron who ends up getting hurt. It's like, remember, like in the old days, like drunk drivers, I cannot tell you how many times the innocent person would die in the crash and the drunk driver would be just fine. Like, are you kidding me?
Right. Well, it's because they were fluid and didn't react to it. So they were just, a paper bag bouncing around where everybody else was clenched up and.
Yep.
Fearful and everything else.
Yeah, that was always the theory. So you agree with me. New York State Thruway, 75 miles an hour should be the speed limit, with the exception of when you're going through a metropolitan area like Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany. I mean, I understand the need to pull it back there.
Absolutely. And actually, we had to run down for hurricane cleanup, and I think it might have been Georgia. I actually had digital signs so they could change it from 75 to 65 or whatever, maybe 70 to 60. I didn't remember what they would, but they could literally change their speed limit. So if there was something like inclement weather, they could boom, bada bing.
You know, that's actually a great idea, especially for New York State, because we do get inclement weather, and you cannot be doing 75 miles an hour in the snow. But basic laws of physics take over at that point.
Yeah, because I remember when it was foggy, they knocked 5 or 10.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're losing you. Yeah, we're losing you, buddy. Thank you very much for the call. There's Todd in Elma. Okay, he's down with 75 miles an hour. So I come to you for a town hall meeting. What should the speed limit be on most of the New York State Thruway? I say most because in the major populated area, they always drop the speed back. For example, I believe now it's 65 miles an hour, but when you are going through the Rochester Metro, it goes down to 55. You're going through the Syracuse Metro, it goes down to 55. So I don't know if they did put it up to 70 or 75 miles an hour, I don't know if they'd still kick you back to 55 or 65 when you were going through one of these major metropolitan areas, because in those areas, there's more traffic, there's more congestion, and a greater risk of collision than there is when you're in the middle of the boonies in New York State. When you start seeing mountains that look actually like mountains and not hills, you know that you're entering a certain part of New York State. When you start going through the areas they blasted out after Batavia, you know that you're making progress towards your eventual goal of Vermont or Massachusetts or Rhode Island, whatever the case might be. Want to stop by and say hello to Joe Biden in Delaware. 803-0930 is the phone number. He's never invited me, by the way. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. My question to you is, what should the speed limit be on most of the New York State Thruway? Is there any reason why, let's say, 219 to the Pennsylvania line, it shouldn't be 75 miles an hour? Why not? Why should it not be? And, you know, the thing is, my own subjective observation of traffic is, I'd say already about 60 to 70% of the people driving are doing about 70 to 75 miles an hour. And we have a low rate of fatalities on the state thruway, lower than when the speed limit was 55 miles an hour. I maintain this because people aren't falling asleep like they used to, because you're doing 70, 75 miles an hour, You got to be extra vigilant, baby. You get some adrenaline going. You're doing 55 miles an hour. You might as well be jogging. 803-0930, slight exaggeration. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. It is Bowerly on a Tuesday. Josh Schmidt is at Master Control.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So, single-digit highs by the end of the week, or close to single-digit highs by the end of the week. For all you people who'd rather have cold than hot, screw you. sorry. It just hurts. I mean, walking out the door in the morning, it just hurts when it's this cold or colder. Not a big fan. Not a big fan.
No, it's better than 90 degrees.
Really? No, I'll take 90. Thank you very much. But anyway, welcome to the show. It's we do get to 90 in the summertime, but this is how we pay for it. Anyway, it is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. Glad you're on the show. So doing a show that I've not done since, a long time ago, the early 1990s, and that is this. What should the speed limit be on the New York State Thruway? There are proposals to raise the speed limit on most of the thruway to 70 miles an hour. I say no. Make it 75 miles an hour. And make sure you enforce, if somebody is not doing 75 in the left-hand lane, they should get a ticket for some kind of vehicle and traffic charge, or if you have to write a new statute obstructing traffic, you should get a ticket. If you're not doing 75 in the fast lane under good conditions, you should get a ticket just as much as somebody should if they're speeding. 55 miles an hour to me was always too slow. Even today, it's way too slow for me. 65 miles an hour, 75 miles an hour, it's a thruway. It was designed to get you from point A to point B. And what we know, and the statistics will bear me out on this, the fatalities have gone down on the state thruway since they raised the limit to 65 miles an hour. So I'm presuming you use the state thruway from time to time, and I want to know what you think the speed limit ought to be on the state thruway. And what things kind of annoy you about driving on the state thruway? We can go that route as well. Now, the only exceptions to 75 miles an hour, and this is my world, okay? There's not a proposal of which I'm aware that says 75 miles an hour should be the speed limit. It's only 70, but I want to take it 5 miles an hour further. 803-0930 is the phone number. 803-0930. 1-800-930-0930. Good time for you to call. *930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. What should the speed limit be on the New York State Thruway? But again, I cannot emphasize this enough. When you're going through metropolitan areas like the Buffalo Metro, like if you're on the 90 by William Street, I think it should not be 75 miles an hour there, because traffic gets congested, especially during drive time, and that doesn't make sense. Also, I think it's important to note that you, as a driver, need to adjust for conditions. If you have a foggy day, you're an idiot if you do 75 miles an hour, and there are V&T charges that can be issued against you for driving imprudently. But, you know, just think about a nice July day. You just go by the 219 off-ramp. You're heading to Pennsylvania. Maybe it's early July. You're going to buy some illegal fireworks just to really feel like Al Capone. And you want to get to Pennsylvania and back as fast as you can. 75 miles an hour? Is that all right with you? And if you don't want to do 75, get in the right-hand lane. And if you don't want to drive fast, just stay off the thruway. Like one young lady I know who... she will not even drive on the 290, which is a 55-mile-an-hour road, and it's very heavily enforced. If you speed on the 290, you're going to get pulled over, and you're going to get a ticket. It's that simple. Let's get back to the calls. Here's Ron in West Seneca. You are on WBEN. Hello.
Tommy, twice in 2 weeks to talk to you. See, I miss you.
Well, it's my good fortune, sir.
Yeah, oh, well, in mine too, Tom. I agree with you. However, my question is, who's proposing this? Can't be the Democrats,
no,
because they
no,
want to control your life.
The main one is a Republican lawmaker.
I thought so, because the Republicans want you to be able to have the freedom to control yourself. That's what I was asking. I don't think this is going to fly, Tom. The Democrats want all control of you. And there's no way they're that sophisticated to think of something so simple. Because, like you said, the fatality has decreased, and you have the stats to prove it.
Well, anybody can look up the stats. That's easy. But, I mean, I wouldn't just make a blanket statement that the Republicans want you to be free and the Democrats want to enslave you.
No, I
wouldn't go there, because there's a lot of Republican resistance, for example, to the reform of marijuana laws. There is Republican resistance to removing marijuana from the FCC drug schedule, which puts it in the same class as heroin. So that's not making people free. I think both political parties, I think the establishment itself is controlling. I think both sides are controlling. I think the Democrats are overreaching with this natural gas BS. But what do you think the speed limit ought to be?
Well, you know, Tommy, I've been through Florida, and I think that gentleman was saying it was 70 or 75.
75 in Southwest.
I feel comfortable with 80. You know, I'm an experienced driver like you. You and I are the same age. I'm actually just a couple months older, damn it. But I just think that it should be 80 miles an hour, because maybe the stats are going to prove, even, you know, at 75, if we can see that the decrease – that's what we're looking for, to save lives.
Well, you know what? You have to do it. You have to, well, it's also, I'm also thinking of the children when I propose 75. But look, I think that if you put the speed at 75 for 5 years and you see a reduction in fatalities, then you inch it up to 80 miles an hour. Or, I mean, look, in my ideal world, but this is never going to fly in New York State, it would be like the Autobahn areas where there are no speed limits.
Tom, what about, you made a good point just now, the kids. You know, Tommy, I think to deter someone from driving recklessly, especially the teenagers, I think it should be mandatory. And I believe back in the day when you and I went to school, or maybe prior, they had to view some real graphic videos of car accidents.
Yeah.
And that kind of pounded right in their head, like, hey, man, I need to wear my seatbelt. I better be a defensive driver. I think that we should bring back even, education what is that, driver
education. I absolutely agree, because that's where we learned the Smith system of driving. And we saw those, what was that movie, Code 57 or something? And it was shot in black and white. And they showed some pretty grisly aftermaths of some traffic accidents. But what they used to do, they used to soak the area with water because it was black and white. You couldn't tell the difference between blood and water.
Yeah, and I think we should bring it back as a deterrence, because if you see something so graphic, I'll tell you really quick. When my boys were born, I have twins. They're 26 now. I made them in the beginning walk around the car, touch the car, feel the car. I want you to become part of this 3,000-pound vehicle, and I want you to be able to feel it, because it is going to cause damage. If it hits something, you're going to cause damage. And I just think that we need to have a better understanding. The kids today need to have a better understanding what the ramifications could take place.
Yeah, you know what? Driver education, I think, is a great idea. I don't know if any school districts offer driver education anymore, but they really should, because I know that driver education made me a better driver. I can still remember my great instructors. Ted Pajacki was the on-road instructor, and Wilfred Walter was the classroom instructor, except at the time, we all thought Mr. Walter was a little bit weird, because he kept a scrapbook of automobile fatalities. But in retrospect, it was a brilliant teaching tool. I was a great teacher.
My driver Ed, he'd always take a swig of his whiskey before you get it.
Nice. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right, Ron says 80 miles an hour. I would not mind going to 80 as long as 75 proved to reduce fatalities. But again, you slow it down in the major metropolitan areas and you speed it up, like between Rochester and Canandaigua. As far as I'm concerned, it could be 150. I'm just saying. Let's go to John in Rochester. You're on WBEN. John, hello.
Hi, Tom.
Yes, sir.
I agree with you. Should be, I would say maybe 70, because everyone's going to do 75 anyways. I normally put cruise control on 74. And there's always somebody flying by me, so at least 80. So,
I think what you're saying is most people are doing 75 miles an hour anyway right now.
Yeah.
You know what? That's 75. You know, quite frankly, John, I got to tell you, that's fine by me. 75 miles an hour is fine by me. And if that upsets people, what you do is you tell the state police, okay, no more 11 over the limit. Some guys, it depends on the trooper or whatever, but some people give you more leeway than other people will. Maybe you start writing people at 5 over the limit. You give them 75 miles an hour, 80 miles an hour, but you start writing them before they get to whatever magical number you happen to have in your mind as a trooper.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
5, you're fine. 10, you're mine. Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. You see them every once in a while on the thruway, and usually when I do see them, I'll drop down to like 72, but.
Well, see, that's a sign of respect. When you know that their radar is honed in on you, you got to slow down, because otherwise you're going to fall into the jerk category. Not that slowing down is going to get you out of the ticket. Might increase your probability because you've shown respect.
True. Yeah.
All right, Ron, John, thank you very much from Rochester. That's a great argument. If you're driving on the thruway right now, how fast is the average traffic going? Because when I'm on the thruway, I'm telling you the average traffic is doing roughly 75 miles an hour, maybe a little over 75 miles an hour. And despite people going over 65 miles an hour, our statistics show that we have less fatalities now than we did during the 55-mile-an-hour era, which I thought was a disaster. Now, look, part of that is cars are made better than they ever have been in terms of safety. You have seat belts that I don't believe in the seat belt law, and I never have, but you have seat belts available, obviously, in every vehicle, and they're better than they've ever been. You've got airbags in a lot of vehicles. So the safety of vehicles is, again, better than it's ever been. But keep in mind, there are variables that you cannot control, such as you're driving along 11 o'clock at night, 75 miles an hour, three deer jump in the right in front of you. There are going to be three dead deer and hopefully not a dead you. Here is Jeff in Kenmore. You're on WBEN. Hello.
How you doing, Tom? So ask about the driver's ed. They still offer driver's ed a lot at schools. It's the issue is it's
which wait know, which districts? Which districts?
Hamburg, Tonawanda's, Cardinal O'Hara offers it.
But you got to pay.
You got to pay. It's $500-$600.
That's a slight.
That's the problem with mandatory is there is a, you know, it's a 10-week course.
Yep.
And it costs money. You know, but instead of paying driving lessons, you could pay for the course, and then the driver will get the 15% off till age 21, and they get to drive after 9 when they're 17. So there's a lot of benefits to it.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's a small price to pay for a lifetime of good driving.
Oh yeah, in fact, I went to Burgard, and they it was free. If you were a student there, you just had to stay after school for 10 weeks. Which was kind of dangerous in the 90s.
Well, we got to do it in the summertime.
As a white guy staying after school and missing my special, and then if I didn't have a ride home, I had to wait. it wasn't the best thought out plan. But sometimes the driver's ed instructor, when it was driving day, would let us. You know, we would drive toward the areas where we lived, and then he would let us get off closer to our house.
Wow, that would never fly today. They'd be worried about a lawsuit. You left son without proper supervision. Ma'am, he's 18 years old, but you left him without proper supervision.
Yeah, but as far as driving, 75 on the highway all day, and I think the road rage people should be, not road rage, I think that the bad drivers that hang out in the left lane and slow up traffic actually encourage aggressive driving. You know, they're the ones that aggravate everybody.
I do not disagree, but the onus is on you to maintain your peace and quiet, your peace and calm as you drive. Because, see, I would like to see a greater enforcement of road rage.
Right. That I agree, but look who causes it. I know what you're saying. There is a group of people that just are like clueless, Mr. Magoo, and they drive around like they have no one else is around them, and they're aggravating everyone around them. That driver probably aggravates everyone as they're driving.
Yeah, and some people
should be.
Yeah, and some people are more prone to frustration than other people are. When they're driving, but you gotta, you know, over time you learn to control that, and you learn to pick your battles. But it's very interesting. Thank you very much, Jeff. I appreciate the call.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. All right, driver ed available, but you got to pay for it now. I don't think we had to pay for it. But even if we did, my parents would have picked that up because they would have considered it a very small investment to make for a lifetime of good driving. And I'm trying to think here. I've never been responsible for any accident at all. I put the car off the 400 once because there was an icy patch, but that was not speed related at all. My speed was very reduced. And while parking the vehicle, I did once run into somebody's car when parking the vehicle. But I did leave the note. I've told you that story before. And no harm, no foul. He was very happy. I took care of him, made him whole. And he was happy I'd left a note. But I have not been responsible for any other motor vehicle accident ever. And I'm kind of happy about that. 803, I've been hit a few times, but clearly not my fault. If you're rear-ended, that ain't your fault. If you get T-boned because somebody runs a red light, that ain't your fault. And I got nailed big time. If I wasn't driving a tank for a car, that would have been bad. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So far, I'm not having a single person saying they want the speed limit on the state thruway to stay at 65 miles an hour. Everybody who is called in wants it at least 70, 75, and one person even 80 miles an hour. So I don't know where you are on that, but I would like to find out. If you want to continue this, fine. If you don't, I guess you will let me know that in your own inimitable way by not calling. But the phone number is 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Talking about the speed limit on the state thruway, there are various proposals to, pardon me, I don't know what's going on here. I've had this stupid persistent hack and feel fine, but for some reason it's just a persistent hack. So I'm sorry about that. It's all good, but geez. Anyway, I think, well, it's not too hard to figure out. Go outside and breathe. That's what I was breathing before I came into work, and cold weather and my lungs don't get along real well. So anyway, sorry about that little personal aside. What should the speed limit be on the New York State Thruway? And I'm totally fine with 75. Then again, I'm a bit of an extremist because I actually think it ought to be more like the Autobahn in parts of Germany where you go as fast as you feel comfortable going. But keep in mind, as I've mentioned, Germans have to do a lot more training before they get their licenses than Americans do. Germans have to show a lot more proficiency than Americans before they're granted a driver's license. So I think that's one of the reasons why it works in Germany. But the problem, I'm just thinking here, some of the issues, I don't want to say problems, some of the issues with increasing the speed, you always have to be aware of how closely you're following a vehicle that is in front of you, because you have no idea what they're going to encounter. They could encounter deer 400 feet up the road, slam on their brakes, and if you're not paying attention, you're going to meet a new friend. And hopefully you won't hurt anybody in meeting a new friend. Weather conditions. If you get a freezing rain day and you're doing 70 miles an hour, Mother Nature takes care of you, okay? That's not even a law enforcement issue. That's a you issue and not being aware of what conditions are. Same thing with the fog, something like that. I don't know how many of you have driven in states with a 75-mile-an-hour speed limit. New York State, there are proposals afoot to raise it to 70 miles an hour from 65. Hey, go for the gusto. Take it to 75. Forget 70. Take it to 75 miles an hour. And if you're on the thruway right now, what is the average speed? Because I don't think the average speed is much under 75 miles an hour as it is right now. You'll get, I mean, again, if you're in the right-hand lane doing 65, you have people going by you in the left-hand lane at considerably more than 65 miles an hour. That has been my experience. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. 256 right now, and this is a bad time to call, but coming up at about 307, 308, that will be a good time to call. Because right now we get a break for news and some stuff. But after that, I'll reopen the phone lines. I mean, they're open now. You can call now if you want to, but you're also going to be on hold for a while. And if you're somebody who wants a 75 or 80 mile an hour speed limit, you probably don't feel like being on hold any longer than you have to be. But don't worry, when you call in and you're on hold, we don't have an annoying robo call system that says, you are caller 13 in the queue 30 seconds later. You are caller 13 in the queue, and you're waiting and you're waiting to move up in line. Oh, it's got to be the longest wait in the history of calls. Excuse me. Sorry about this. 257 at News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.